Don Levitard.
You need to listen to Kushlash.
Who's that?
Stugatz.
Kushlash.
Kushlash.
Kushlash. Kushlash.
Kushlash.
Wow.
That cleared things up.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Don't miss two big fights this Saturday at UFC 256 when Deiveson Figueiredo puts his belt back on the line and Tony Ferguson returns to the octagon. UFC 256 is exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $64.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV for more details.
If you are just joining us, you have missed some riveting, scintillating Abe Booty talk. Perhaps we will get back to that in a second. But first, we are in deference and worship before Christine Lisi's kazoos.
And finally, when Steve Madden was found guilty of fraud, he was forced to resign as CEO of his company. So he created a new position for himself that paid $700,000 a year while he was in prison. Now back to somebody who's also likely headed to the Hooskow for fraud.
Yes.
Yeah. Scott.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
Christine.
It. No idea.
Hooskow.
Hooskow is a great word. It's a great word. I don't think a lot of people are using that in this day and age to describe prison, jail. I think it is the last. In terms of jail synonyms, I think Hooskow is last in terms of words that are used for that. Thank you, Christine. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Have you ever use the word Hooskow to describe jail or prison? So Kyrie Irving, we were talking about this a couple of days ago, the idea that Kyrie Irving has a partnership with the league, as do the players with the networks. And so access and availability are written into the contracts. And so he's been punished for his boycott on the media. He has been fined. I did not see the amount that he was fined, but I did see what he did on Instagram after the fine.
I believe it was $25,000.
And I imagine they'll keep fining him because you have to make yourself available. It's part of those contracts. It's one of those things. It's not just Wired for Sound, Stugatz. I'm assuming most people know this, but because the television networks have deals with these teams, the Wired for Sound and whatnot is something that is contractually obligated. Greg Popovich doesn't want to answer those questions, but you get two questions contractually. You get to ask two questions of the coach, so you get the illusion of intimacy. You get the illusion of we're right in the action, even the coach is not saying anything, and it's a contract. It is a transaction. He is obligated to go out there and answer our dumb questions. It's part of the job. The media availability of coaches. Coaches are exasperated by how often a day they have to get in front of the media and be the voice and face of a team instead of doing the parts of the job that require improvement from their players.
I mean, it's part of the deal. There is there's an entity paying a lot of money to have access and broadcast your games. And part of the deal is you got to talk to them once in a while.
Correct.
Sorry.
Correct. But Kyrie Irving is saying no. Kyrie Irving is entrenching himself. And this hasn't worked. You go ahead and give me all the guys in the history of that league who have had a media boycott and have kept it. Because it doesn't work. They will keep fining you. It will end up costing you a great deal of money. But here's Kyrie Irving on Instagram saying, I've had enough of someone else's propaganda. I'm for truth, no matter who tells it. I'm for justice, no matter who it's for or against. I'm a human being first and foremost. And as such, I am for whoever and whatever benefits humanity as a whole. Malcolm X, Year X. I pray we utilize the fine money for the marginalized communities in need, especially seeing where our world is presently. I am here for peace, love, and greatness, so stop distracting me and my team and appreciate the art. We move different over here. I do not talk to pawns. My attention is worth more. I do not talk to pawns. Mike Ryan, I could see your frustration from over here.
This guy's exhausting, man.
He is exhausted.
What is this? He provided the distraction. Now we're invoking Malcolm X to pay fines that you yourself created. I mean, I know I've read of the good works that he does with his money, and I think he's honestly well-intentioned. Just shut up.
Well, he has.
But don't shut up when you need to talk to the media.
But he has shut up. What do you mean, shut up on Instagram?
Like, this is like the third time in my life I've had to zoom in on Instagram Sills because he thinks he's a poet of some sort. Like, just hop in the Zoom. Tell the media what you think your team's going to do this season and how hard you guys are working and just be done with it, man.
Why does this have to be a thing, Sue? He tries to play this next level game like he's playing on a different playing field than the rest of us, that he is smarter than the rest of us. Dude, we're talking about basketball. Sit up on the podium, answer a couple of meaningless
and
questions.
And shut up. Sit up on the podium and shut up. Well, that's what Rasheed Wallace did, right? That famous playoff interview, both teams played hard. He fulfilled the contractual obligation in the flimsiest way possible by getting up there. I mean, Kyrie, you could do it that way. You could get in front of the media and simply talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about when they ask you a question. You don't actually have to answer basketball questions in a serious manner.
Can we not just, like, I understand you want to be treated as an intellectual, but keep in mind he thought the earth was flat. You can only extend so much credit in that department to someone that thinks that way.
But I would say to you, what do you guys think of this? If you're going to double down on all this stuff, if you're going to continue to tell the customer, the fan, the people who are employed around this game, who make their money so that you can make money with creating an interest around you and still to the degree that the media is needed by these guys, why wouldn't Kyrie Irving, if he is philosopher, poet, guy, or fancies himself such, why wouldn't he just answer every question with some sort of intellectual thing about something else, flat earth or not, and just ignore the questions and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, and I bet you they'll stop asking you questions.
Because he'll still have to physically go there and do the thing that he doesn't want to do. You're right, that's the way he probably should do it to avoid the fines, but then he physically has to go there and do the annoying thing he doesn't want to do.
I don't think this is the end of this. You understand that the season hasn't even started yet. You're not allowed to do this. It's why no one does it. If they could do it, I'm imagining most guys in the NBA would not talk to media. It gets in the way of them being able to go outside and do things.
Well, can't you do it technically if you're willing to absorb the fines that come with it? I mean, I know they're going to mess.
Yes, you can, right. But it's going to get very expensive. Marshawn Lynch, for a while there, he was able to execute it, but eventually it just became, I'm just here so I won't get fined. That's all he would say. And Kyrie Irving can do it that way, too. They will stop asking the questions if for a week he keeps just saying, I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Now, he was fined $25,000. The Nets were also fined $25,000. So I imagine if he continues to do it, the owner at some point is going to be like,
no, but it's get your player in line. We've got a partnership here. All of us in the formation of this league are in this together. You cannot have one stray guy deciding that he plays by a different set of rules than everyone else, no matter how much he doesn't like the rule.
Also should be noted, and he would know since he has a seat on the executive board of the Players Association, the NBA has long said that they donate the fine money to charities. They just never come out publicly and reveal those charities. So maybe it requires some looking into. Maybe he knows. Maybe he's operating with the rare time that he's operating with a little bit more information than the rest of us.
I would assume, knowing nothing about tax laws in this country, I'm going to assume that this is all tax deduction for Kyrie Irving, that if he chooses to get $1 million in fines this season, if he decides that's the way that I'm going to go, I'm just going to get myself fined and I'm going to get my team fined and it's going to cost millions of dollars and hopefully I can have at least a modicum of say-so of where some of that money goes, even though he will not. Once you get to that stratosphere of paying fine money, I believe you should be allowed by the league to choose your designated charity. Seriously, once you get to those amounts, like, I don't think
I want this to go there, that to go there. I think you're kind of right.
But you're with me that this is a hell of his own design, right? If he just gives, like, the standard boring, short-tempered, like, just boring press conference with assembled media over Zoom, which is a lot less time-consuming than it used to be, none of this happens. At this point, I'm pretty sure it's just a branding play for him because I don't think new people are coming into the Kyrie Irving tent, right? This is just to keep his supporters happy.
Well, you say a branding play. I would say that Kyrie Irving's brand, whatever it is, his eccentricities, his flat earth stuff, I would say that Kyrie Irving gets more attention, grading on the curve of basketball fame, more attention than his excellence deserves. I mean, the dude was in a movie. The dude had a commercial campaign around him as an old guy. And I'm not saying that he's not excellent. I'm saying there are plenty of guys that kind of excellent who don't get to be as famous as Kyrie Irving is, at least in part because he's eccentric.
Well, I think that's the reason. He's creating the attention that swirls around him. He's doing it on its own. It's not with his play.
It's an interesting martyrdom, though. He's very popular.
Like, I know he is.
I don't know how much damage he's doing to his reputation, but he has been a very popular player, and it's at least in part because he is reaching connection points with millennials and some people and breaking away from old head LeBron James and doing it his way and carving out his path, being the first to break up with LeBron instead of the other way around. He does have a popularity that, again, is something larger than his excellence, even though he's excellent.
I think young people love him. I think old people roll their eyes.
Okay, but rebellion and iconoclast, like whether you're a philosopher, poet, and people think you're a fraud or not, that's the beginning of rock and roll. That's everything else. Like, of course, old people don't like you. And what happens then? Young people make you popular if old people don't like you. I just don't know where he stands right now with young people, given some of the stuff that he's doing right now, where it's not creative. It's not clever. I do believe a lot of people feel like Mike, where they find it wearying. Just this burden of martyrdom that he has because the media is so mean to him. But he's not alone in feeling like the media is pretty useless in that regard.
Is the media mean to him? Because I feel like we're just all rolling our eyes and we're all just tolerating this. Who's mean to Kyrie Irving outside of Boston Celtics fans that are upset with how he went about everything there?
I mean, we all say that every team gets better when he leaves it.
Okay, but beyond that, though, like, I do believe Kyrie Irving.
But they do.
It's a fact.
But Kyrie Irving saying that during these particular times, because I will remind you that we have shuffled away with the pandemic and sports from everything that was happening this summer. Like, we shuffled away from it pretty damn quietly. And Kyrie Irving said, hey, we shouldn't be doing any of that. And then you saw the season almost collapse in that bubble because there was a protest and everything else. And Kyrie Irving was the face of, what do you mean we shouldn't have sports back? And now look all over the place as sports fall apart and everyone's grabbing for the dollars and the escape hatch has been climbed through and you're not hearing about protests in the streets. Like I've seen this dissipate here on Ocean Drive. Every Sunday morning, what used to be a giant crowd is now three people with signs yelling by themselves and everyone telling them to pipe down. Kyrie Irving was bringing attention to that when he was, and we were not particularly nice to him about that.
No, but it was also sustained much longer than any movement of our lifetime, too. It's an impossible intensity to keep up when it's already been the longest intensity we had ever seen.
Agreed, but sports has done what Kyrie Irving was worried that sports would do, which is be the escape hatch where we all suddenly hear the cheering and we don't hear the protests in the street as loudly.
Don Lebatard.
Does Sam Darnold look like a Lego policeman?
Stugatz.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yes, that, yes. That is fantastic.
That's
yes,
tournament team.
Yes.
Write it down.
Number
tournament
one seed,
team.
Right? I mean, man, that is good.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. If you missed any of the show, we'll get to that. That's conversational. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
All right, Chris Jericho is going to join us here in 10 minutes. I'm not sure why. I thought he lost, so I'm going to get a clarification here on what it is that's happening in just a second.
He didn't show up. I mean,
but I was told, we'll get to that in a second, I was told that he lost, that he made picks and lost, and I didn't see the picks, and I don't know. What happened last week was Nitro was on with us. He was supposed to join Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho didn't show up. Nitro made his picks. He immediately lost. And what happened, Billy, with Chris Jericho? Where did he send somebody picks, or he just skipped out?
There seems to be some sort of dispute here. I don't quite know. I don't think there was any official public picks, and he's back again because as the public sees it, I don't think he's lost. So he's here.
Yeah, the public didn't see Colin Coward defeat Chris Jericho, right? And there's an old adage in Chris Jericho's industry: to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Mm-hmm.
Did Colin Coward beat the man?
Yeah, but the man didn't show up.
I mean, well, I think he made the picks privately, though, did he not? And then lost, correct? What was Colin Cowherd's record last week?
Look, you decided to move forward with Nitro as a celebrity prognosticator, despite the fact that Chris Jericho hadn't lost prior to. The way I see it is champions rules, right? You got to beat the champ.
All right, so what happened, Billy, last week with Nitro? And
he lost.
I know, but what was the record? Thank you, Billy. What was the record of Nitro versus Colin Cowherd? Because for as long as this winning streak has been with Chris Jericho, we're not actually up by as much as I'd like to be, given that Chris Jericho has either tied or defeated Colin Cowherd for the entirety of this season, except for a couple of weeks.
Well, Nitro went 2-3, and Colin went 3-2. So, you know, it was close. It was close.
Very good. Now for the conversational part of what's been sponsored there, because we will keep reminding you. What was that, a jackhammer in your building?
Listen,
Billy?
Let me tell you something. That's the quietest it's been all day. Like, I just keep pushing the mute button and not making any indication that I have anything to say, because I don't know what's going on, but they're making a lot of noise and they're drilling directly into my wall again with, I think, a jackhammer or some sort of chipping hammer. I don't really know what it is. I couldn't even hear the show for a little bit. I had the volume jacked all the way up and had to hold my headphones right next to my ear just to hear what you were saying. And I was like, please, God, let me not miss a poll or let them not ask me anything, because I can't hear what's
That
going
seems
on.
Like a fun way to do a sports radio
it's
show.
It's been horrible. It's been a day, and I don't even know what they're doing anymore. This has been going on for months, and then there's quiet days for weeks on end, and I'm like, okay, I guess they're done. And then, nope, good morning. Here's someone outside my window with a jackhammer.
Such a great tool name, too. Can you imagine how wimpy it would sound if it were like Peter Hammer?
Exactly. Jack and answers everything, man.
Can someone on this show, for the love of God, please tell me whether privately Chris Jericho made picks that lost?
We still haven't gotten an answer.
No one is going. No one is going to answer that question.
He's coming back. Prognosticator.
It's like a house show in wrestling, Dan.
Okay, it's not though.
You know what, Dan? I once saw a photo of Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels holding up the tag team championship belts. Although famously, the Rockers never won the tag belts. You know why? Because
why?
That was a dark match at a house show that the WWF at the time decided to not put on TV. Does it take away from the fact that they held up the championships? No, not at all. But in the record books, they are not listed as tag team champions. You have to respect what happens over the air.
But did Jericho send anyone any picks?
Well,
that's all Dan's trying to find out.
You know what?
Out.
I'm not going to get an answer to this, but I'm going to give you the real look. I like to show you behind the curtain some transparency here. There was no greater misery in Allison's life than one of these guys losing, and then she has to find another celebrity and explain this stupidity to him. So I'm guessing that they just couldn't get another celebrity, and that Billy just said, okay, I've got Jericho's number. I'm gonna this
false.
Long nightmare.
Whatever. Falsehoods. More falsehoods. No, Jericho was invited back to possibly say farewell to him because of the long season that he had, in the event that he may or may not have sent in picks that may or may not have lost. TBD on that one. And then we had someone who may or may not have been locked in. And then that person may or may not have been traveling the country this week and couldn't make it happen. And then John Lovitz and Carrot Top may or may not have ever gotten back to us. Who's to say that any of this happened?
Okay, very good. We are leaving your ESPN airwaves on January 4th. That will be our last show. You will not be able to get us on ESPN Radio, ESPN Television, or ESPN Plus, but you can continue to get this radio show, if you'd like, by simply signing up to our feeds, Levitard and Friends, Stupidity, Mystery Crate, and South Beach Sessions. I suggest you do that now, because again and again, I'm hearing from people, Stugats, who aren't aware, no matter how self-involved we are, that we are leaving the air for ESPN next month. So sign up for all that stuff if you want to continue to get this scintillating talk of never finding out whether Chris Jericho made picks or not last week.
Don Levitard.
Tomas Hurdle.
Stugats.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah. This is the Don Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
All right, Chris Jericho going to join us on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line in a minute here. There's all kinds of controversy swirling around everywhere. I mean, we're talking about asterisks and stuff. This is getting ugly. Today on ESPN Daily, it
you
is.
You just made it asterisks.
Whatever.
Like tricks done.
There's multiple
tricks done with the butt is what it is that you've just made it.
Okay, I did do that. You're right.
you put on Chris Jericho's 10-week winning streak. For some reason, you put a trick done with the rear end.
I put the ass in asterisk. Today on ESPN Daily, Archie Manning is a beloved sports icon as the father of quarterbacks Peyton and Eli Manning, and as a star for Ole Miss and the Saints, Wright Thompson explores the makings.
So you forgot the, what, is there not punctuation
there?
Of a football
patriarch.
Is there not punctuation there, or did you just slide right past the period?
I had Wright Thompson playing for the Saints is what I had. I slid right past the period. It's not on Roy, it's on me. That's on ESPN Daily. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
We will get to Chris Jericho, who may or may not have gone 1-4 last week. We will get to Chris Jericho, who may be on with us because we weren't able to get a hold of John Lovitz or Carrot Top. It's unbelievable.
You might want to expand.
There is so much controversy around all of this. So we will get to Chris Jericho in a second. But first, here's Christine Lisi.
And finally, research has shown that dogs actually like the silly, high-pitched voice their owners use to talk to them.
Ah, yes. Of course they do. I think that's why we do that. I think that's why we say good boy to make
them
happy.
They wag their tail. They get all excited. Wiggly body.
That's right. That is yes, that is all very true, everything you're saying. So Chris Jericho is coming on with us here, and I don't know what to do with this because he's promoting AEW Dynamite Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern on TNT, but he doesn't really want to promote that because he's saying, I'm here for my picks, I'm here for my greatness, which may or may not have gone 1-4 last week. And so where are we with this, Jericho? Because I don't understand, and thank you again for making time for us, but where were you last week?
I was, first of all, tried to call in three times, and for some reason I was not allowed on the air. Then I was actually in the fortress working on my picks for this week, doing the research that I always do to make sure that I provide the best information for you and your listeners so that everybody wins, everyone makes some big money, and that's why I've been here 11 weeks in a row. And I refuse to concede, Levitard. I, in my opinion, am still the champion of Levitard, and there's no reason not to feel that way. If you go through the picks and you see the evidence and see the results that was given, I think you see that there's no reason to not believe that I'm still your number one celebrity prognosticator of all time.
Well, there's a flaw, though, when you say 11 weeks in a row, given the last week in that row, you weren't actually here.
Right. If I went through the tapes, I wouldn't have seen you.
We wouldn't have seen you last week because you were ducking Nitro, we feel like.
I was calling in, and for some reason, I was not allowed
Simply
on the
not true.
Kind of a
Simply.
FCC
That is not a real thing.
Going on. Well, I'm just telling you, listen, I'm just a man. I'm just telling you what happened from my side of the coin, man.
And I believe, I applaud
I
you, actually,
know.
Because it's so far from
this,
the truth.
This
but
is not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. So you're saying the line was busy because we were on the phone with Nitro. That's what you're alleging, that you called.
Listen, Nitro and I had never met, but because it's like when one president concedes to the next, Nitro and I have become friends, and Carrot Top as well, and Balky from Perfect Strangers and the other guys that you had on. We've all become friends. We've been giving each other advice and talking back and forth. So, listen, our weekly call is at 11:30 Eastern Time on Friday. Happened, and I did not want to put Nitro to the side. But I did say, hey, man, hold on 1 second. I got to make a call in Levitard. When I called, nobody answered. It was a very strange thing. It was like some kind of alien activity, some kind of static on the line.
Really,
I don't
Jericho?
Know if it was a black book thing.
Jericho.
Take him for his word, Dan.
Alien. I mean, alien. Take him for his word that he was not here last week because some sort of alien activity. You want me to take that for his word?
Have you seen the UFOs? I believe them.
It's a strange time. Listen, why would I not have been on the line last week after being on the line 11 weeks in a row? Like clockwork. Your ratings have gone through the roof like clockwork every Friday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And that's not clockwork. Last
he's calling from a UFO
Alien activity again. We don't understand anything you're saying. Let's just fire off the intro here.
It's 5-0 last.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
I don't know about you, but I'm sold. Cowherd did not beat Jericho last week.
He didn't? Cowherd? Come on. How is he still running? He has 11 weeks to run. Beat him. Why is he still even on the docket? Get somebody else in here. Call up Portnoy from Barstool Sports. Call up Don Cherry. Call up John Madden. Get somebody new on the line here. Let's get some fresh blood. Because I'm not stopping, and I'm making money for you and all you listeners. That's why I'm back once again.
Are you on a walkie-talkie, Jericho?
It feels like you are joining us on a walkie-talkie. The lines are provided by Caesars, William Hill, Cardinals at New York Giants. Speak clearly into the walkie-talkie, please. The New York Giants are +2.5. Who you got?
I'm on CB, breaker, breaker. Breaker, breaker, there's a convoy coming down. What's the choice? Sorry, what's the choice?
Cardinals at New York Giants. Giants +2.5 at home.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Texans at Bears, +1.5. The Bears are a dog at home. Who you got?
Texans.
Chiefs at Dolphins. Dolphins +7 at home.
Who owns the Chiefs? Owns. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Vikings at Bucks. Bucks -6.5 at home. Who you got?
I'm actually going to this game, and I'm going with the Bucks. I'm going to be there, so if you look closely, you'll see me in the stands with a big Levitard costume on.
Okay. All right, we'll send you that after the show here today. Washington at San Francisco. The 49ers -3. Who you got?
You know my rule. I'll never pick a team that doesn't have a name, so I'm going with San Francisco.
It is a rule. Okay, so there you go, the San Francisco 49ers. Jericho, hopefully we'll talk to you again next week. Hopefully you will show up at the appointed time. If not, beware, my friend, because we are in search of John Lovitz and Carrot Top in order to come get you, all right?
Listen, anytime that Lovitz is the voice of reason, you know you're screwed. I'll be back next week. I missed 1 week out of 11. That's never going to happen again. Guys, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Make your picks. Make your bets. Big money. It's Big Money Friday here, guys. I'll be back next week, and we'll all bathe in our chains together.
All right. Upgrade the walkie-talkie next week.
I mean, his energy was...
I'm on an iPhone. What do you want me to do? Send me a microphone then.
Oh, he almost cursed
you
at
have
us.
One,
he almost cursed at us. You have a microphone. You weren't at it when we tried to reach you last week while alleging that you were calling with the lamest excuse I've ever heard, alien activity.
I believe
it's not my fault. There's a lot of issues going on. It's 2020. 10 times I was in line. One time I missed it. Who cares? We're back on track, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
It's Stugat's favorite time of the day.
Just call us from an empty Campbell's soup can.
It's the greatest of all time, man.
He really is.
That was unbelievably bad in terms of a phone line.
It's Jericho.
Aliens.
Don Levitard.
It's Friday. I'm getting into the weekend. I want to get my drink on.
Stugatz.
We've got to open up the club. Open it.
Open it. Open it. Now.
What is the computer buffering?
There it is.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life.
We will open up the club in a second here. 7:49 in Alaska, 7:49 a.m. in Alaska. A little early to open up the club. Before we do that, however, because I was thinking with Chris Jericho on with us, trying to figure out if I knew why it's called a walkie-talkie. And I thought to myself, is it because walk and talk rhyme and you would talk while walking pre-cell phone? Like, is that the reason that it's a walkie-talkie? Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know why it's called a walkie-talkie, but it's pre-cell phone
I would imagine it was a device that was made to talk while you walk. Yes, for military purposes.
So it it just rhymes, though, is basically the reason that we're doing that.
Yes, I believe
because
so.
You could be running and talking. It's just because walking rhymes with talking.
But a running talkie would not sound nearly as good as a walkie-talkie.
Correct.
You know?
That is right.
Yeah.
Actually, what we refer to as a walkie-talkie is actually called a handy-talkie because it can just be held in your hand. The original walkie-talkie referred to the backpack, the back-mounted model. So, like, one soldier would be wearing a backpack with a phone on it, another soldier would come up and be able to talk. That would be a walkie-talkie. But a handy talkie is just the handheld one.
We found Chris's wheelhouse.
Unbelievable knowledge there, Chris. Well done. I now want you all to imagine Chris Jericho wearing a backpack that has like a little curly Q wire that runs from the back to his face where he does really bad radio that sounds terrible because he is doing some sort of military exercise in the mountains while fighting aliens, which is why he couldn't join us last week.
I can believe all of that, actually.
Go ahead and open up the club, Mike. So this is the club without music on ESPN Plus.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're just going out on ESPN Plus as a fart noise. Biggest radio show on earth. This is going to be so awkward with no music on ESPN Plus. Mike is dancing, and no, we don't have the rights to the music. We might as well be playing this music through a walkie-talkie.
That's because people had no idea this show was available on demand for 3 years.
So
3 years?
For 3 years, I had no idea the show was available on demand. I was on a Zoom, and I had to break that to people. I should have kept my mouth shut, but here we are.
Should I just do the music? Boom, boom,
shh. Boom, boom, shh. Yeah, I like it. Boom, boom, please shh. Do that for 2 straight minutes. Boom, boom, go ahead.
Yeah. You know what? We're doing
you know,
it your
in fact,
way.
In fact, you know, Mike, hold on a second. Boom, hold on. Turn down the music.
It's done.
Turn down the music and let Chris do this himself. Let's see what we've got here.
Boom, boom, ch. Boom, boom, ch. Boom, boom, ch.
These Miami Heat players are street thugs.
Boom, 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 ch. Boom, boom, ch.
Now, Dan, you got to do your part,
you
too.
You got to ask what's next in the club.
What's, I'm sorry.
I'm thrown off by Chris, too.
I'm watching him.
I'm mesmerized.
His face is inflated. He looked like a blowfish. What's next? That is Stugatz charging you $1 million on Cameo for his work.
Say if you feel all right.
Boom, boom, shh.
Boom, boom, shh. An old man turned 98.
Boom, boom, shh.
Boom, boom, shh.
When you've already paid, it's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid.
This is the worst half hour in the history of ESPN radio.
These Miami Heat players are street thugs.
Boom, boom, shh.
I think you need to loop that part, Chris. The boom, boom, shh is just at the start.
Boom, boom, shh.
Who else is in the club?
This is Kansas City against the Jets, Dan.
Oh, wow. Dolphins historian Andy Cohen slaughtering poor Greg Cody.
It's the good advice.
Oh, for the love of God.
That you just didn't take.
What have we
and
done?
Who would have thought?
What?
It figured.
Have we done?
Boom, boom,